Everybody, it's Rick. I want to welcome you back to the Nomad Pastor Podcast. I'm going to start this week a little bit different. Probably not different, but you know, several weeks ago, as we were doing the second chapter in Philippians, I did a podcast on the most unforgettable person that you would know, right? And of course, it's Christ. It should be Christ. This week, I want to talk about the world's strongest person, and I think we all know where I'm going to go with this, but I think it's important to have this conversation, you know, and as I was thinking about this, I remember, I watch probably more TV than I need to, not as much today as I used to, but I remember that, you know, I'd been flipping through the TV channels and I come across this thing called the World's Strongest Man competitions. I'm sure we've all seen them, right? Usually they're on ESPN or something. And these events, men go through this different things to show their strength. And what they do is, I mean, frankly, amazing. If you've ever watched any of them, you've seen them with big stones or pulling, you know, diesels or throwing things over high bars or whatever they're doing, right? And inevitably, you've probably heard the name Magnus Samuelson. So I did my research, right? He's competed in 13 World Strongman competitions. And he holds the record for the most appearances. So all throughout history, we see records of many fascinating men of strength, like Magnus. Right? But no man has ever surpassed the strength of Jesus of Nazareth. Now, the Bible gives us no record of his size, right? We don't know his height or weight, size of his biceps, how much he could bench press, or he could deadlift this or squat that. But the Bible does leave us with a record of Jesus as the world's strongest person, period. Jesus' strength can be seen in his experience with the devil immediately after his baptism. Right? At his baptism, Jesus received an anointing from God. And afterward, he was assaulted by the devil. He triumphed over all of the devil's tempting solicitations. And ultimately, you know, he lived a sinless life. That's something that no other human has ever done. So by living that sinless life, Jesus has to be the world's strongest person. How can we even attempt to dispute it? You know, the powerful force of evil strives against God's work in people every day. The adversary does everything in his power to trip us up at every turn. So let's face it, he's great at what he does. We cannot be victorious in our own strength, but we can depend on Christ. He will give us the strength to overcome Satan's attacks. And so I want to look at the ways that Satan attacks by reading Matthew 4, verses 1 through 11. And in these 11 verses, this is where Jesus is tested in the wilderness. So we'll start with verse 1. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." And Jesus answered, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you're the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." And Jesus answered him, "It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to test." Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all of the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All of this I give you," he said, "if you will bow down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Then the devil left him, and the angels came and attended to him. You see, according to Matthew and Luke, Jesus was led of the Spirit into the wilderness. And during this time, Jesus became extremely hungry, right? 40 days and 40 nights. And the devil took advantage of this need by tempting him to turn stones into bread, right? Verse 3, tempter came to him and said, if you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. Jesus was tempted to use his divine power to satisfy a physical need. The devil, he tried to persuade Christ to abandon his position of dependence on God, right? At this time, 40 days and 40 nights, Christ is completely dependent on God. And the devil tempts him and, you know, says, don't worry about your dependence. Use your power for selfish ends, right? Use your power to selfishly fulfill your hunger. So Satan is trying to take advantage of Jesus's low resistance at this time, right? He's hungry. To be sure, using his power to satisfy his need was tempting. That's what Satan's trying to do. He's trying to tempt Christ. But Jesus defeated the devil. He repulsed Satan's attacks by quoting Deuteronomy 8:3 from a portion of the scripture that tells how God provided for the sustenance of the children of Israel and describes their dependence on God. You see, Satan seeks to destroy people's dependence on God. He's going to get them to trust something else. He tries to convince people that their physical needs, their physical requirement, that drives them farther and is far more important than their spiritual needs. To be delivered from this temptation, we have to have the strength of Christ. The world's strongest person can cause us to give greater priority to our spiritual needs instead of our physical needs. This temptation, where Satan is tempting Christ, teaches us our need for a dependence on God's strength. You know, invitations to abuse God's given physical desires will come to us. But we can be sustained during this assault and we can be led to victory. We can be led to victory because we depend on God. That's where that strength comes from. And then we look at these verses and we look at the second temptation, right? It came immediately after the first one. Like Satan's not playing around. And he blatantly misuses scripture all the time. You know, in this instant, he misused scripture. He says, you know, he's asked the Lord to jump from the highest part of the temple. He's misquoting Psalm 91, 11, and 12. And he's misquoting them as a promise of Jesus' protection. You know, he's basically tempting Christ and he's saying, I want you to do something spectacular. The devil provided the Lord with an opportunity to demonstrate his trust in God in a spectacular way, right? Jump off of this, the angels will get you, you know, your foot will never touch a stone. The devil wanted Jesus to show his trust for personal advantage. But Jesus repelled this attack as well. He quoted Deuteronomy 6:16, do not put the Lord your God to test. So that deals with the providence of God. God provided for the Israelites, but Moses cautioned them not to exploit God's provision. And every believer is tempted to exploit God's providence. You know, we're tempted to take unnecessary risks all the time. And then we expect God to protect us. Now, God promises his protection, but he does not promise his providence in our selfish choosing. You know, we should never be guilty of expecting God to protect us. But we can't be selfish about it. Really think about that. And then finally, the third temptation, right? Satan, you know, he gets away from kind of the clever, you know, candid way he's trying to tempt Christ. This time, you know, he takes Jesus to a high mountain. He shows him all the kingdoms of the world. And he says, all of these things I will give thee if you fall down and worship me. This is the strongest attack. It's his most attractive offer. This offer would result in domination over everybody. He offered Jesus the kingdoms of the world with one condition: worship me. The devil, he's trying to reason. He's trying to reason. He reasoned that the good that would come would be sufficient reason for this to happen. His suggestion, it kind of belittled the way of self-sacrifice, right? Jesus turned to Scripture to defeat the devil. He quotes Deuteronomy 6:13. He says, fear the Lord your God, serve him only, and take your oath in his name. In Deuteronomy, this is where Moses prescribed that to be a great nation, Israel must worship the one true God and no one else. You see, every believer is tempted. Every believer is tempted to use the wrong means for the right purpose. But there must be no alliance or compromise with evil. In our service to Christ, we have to do God's work in God's way. You know, often we are tempted to depart from the way God wants it to be done. And it's a way of self-denial. It's a way to compromise with the world. But even the slightest compromise gives the devil an advantage. We never can give the devil an advantage. You know, every day Satan attacks us. Every day. He tempts us to gratify our selfish physical desires. He urges us to exploit God's divine providence to advance ourselves. He shows us plausible means for our own selfish interests. Jesus is the champion over everything. He's the champion over temptation. He is the world's strongest person ever. Victory comes not through the avoidance of the assault, because you will never avoid the assault of Satan. But victory comes through the abundant resources that Christ gives us. He is so strong that he gives us the resources to defeat Satan. He gives us the strength to turn our backs on the adversary. He is so strong that he makes us strong. But I'll tell you this, you can't be strong without him. So my challenge to you this week, lean into Christ. Gain strength from him. Love the world's strongest man the way he loves you. Again, this is Rick, the Nomad Pastor. I hope you appreciate the message. I hope it resonates with you. I hope it makes you go and do some more research and study the Bible and get in the Word and spend some time with God. Spend the time you need. Spend the time God deserves. Again, if you have a comment or question, you can send me an email at hello@nomadpastor.org. If you like the podcast, subscribe. You know, put it up in your podcast of choice. Give it a like. Share it with people. Share it with your friends and family. Let them know. I appreciate you listening, and I want you to have a blessed week. Thanks.